You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. At its heart, California's food economy is all about agriculture. Our state produces almost half of the fruits and vegetables consumed in the United States. In the Bay Area, one of our biggest crops is grapes. And right now, it's harvest time. It started on August 1st and could run through late fall. Tourists who visit wine country might imagine seeing people with bare feet squishing grapes between their toes. That's part of harvest, but there's another part that happens not with toes, but with fingers and tractors, and not in daylight, but under floodlights that burn through the night. KALW's Julie Kane takes us into the vines in Napa County in this archive story from the 2012 grape harvest.
It's 10 p.m. at a gas station near St. Helena. Even though the entire valley is filled with activity, this gas station is the only thing open for miles.
Whopping 727.
Ooh. We're at the Fires gas station here. The St. Helena Highway. It's also the Highway 29. It's also Main Street, St. Helena. This is where I tell people dogs are traded and dates are made.
So where are you going tonight?
Well, I'm at work.
Are they crushing tonight?
No, we're done.
Tonight is the last night of the 2012 grape harvest. The work's been going nonstop, 24 hours a day, for weeks.
Workers come from out of the county. They come all the way from Modesto, Lodi. They get picked up in the early morning. They start at 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning. They're not done until 6, 7. They work around the clock this time of year. But in the middle of the night, you know, it's crazy because they have the vineyards all lit up and you can hear them just through the grapes, you know, you can hear them. And their hands are all shadowed with the color, you know, we call it the purple pride. You can be proud when your hands are stained that color, you know, knowing that you treated, you know, that you were in touch.
All right, so you're on duty.
Yep.
Stay warm. Stay well.
The gas station is surrounded by the harvest. Field workers and tractors move through the fields right across the highway, and big trucks rumble past, hauling freshly picked grapes to be processed first thing in the morning. About 10 miles from the gas station is the Paradux Vineyard. It's owned by a company called Duckhorn. In a field outside the winery, six men in orange safety vests and heavy work boots are doing squats, stretching out their muscles before a long night of grueling physical labor. These guys are getting ready to work hard. They're trying to pick the last grapes of the season before a storm comes. The skies are clear right now, but heavy rain is in the forecast.
Mi nombre es Fermín Hurtado, de México, de Michoacán.
Fermín Hurtado is the foreman tonight.
I work for Duckhorn for about 20 years.
He's paying attention to everything, watching the sky for rain and making sure the work goes as planned. The harvest, or la cosecha, is his very favorite part of the job. He says that's because this is when they get to see the fruits of all the work they've done the whole year. Tonight, he's excited, but he's also worried. If the fields get too wet, the tractors that haul the grapes to the winery will get stuck in the mud between the vines, and the harvest will come to a stop. He says the rain's coming at 3 or 4 in the morning, but we'll see. Jorge Flores is sharpening a small curved knife that he'll use to cut Cabernet grapes by hand until sunrise, or until it starts raining. He's been cutting grapes for 5 years. He slices them from the vines by hand and then drops them into a gray plastic bin with the number 3 stenciled on the side. They get paid by the bin, or bandeja.
¿Cómo se llama?
Bandeja.
Bandeja.
Each one holds about 40 pounds of grapes. The faster you pick, the more bins you fill, and the more money you make. But even though speed is important,
el cuchillo es algo peligroso. Si no tiene uno cuidado, se puede cortar.
The knives can be dangerous if you're not careful, and your attention is divided, watching the blade and inspecting the fruit while you cut. Not all the grapes are high enough quality for the vineyard to use.
Esta no la quieren, esta no es calidad. Esta es la fruta buena que la que quiere la la compañía.
Out in the field, the men move quickly, hunched over at the waist, pushing aside leaves to get at the ripe fruit and kicking their bins along the ground as they move from vine to vine. As soon as they're full, the men hoist them under their shoulders and run as fast as they can to a waiting tractor, where they toss their grapes into a crate the size of a pickup truck bed. Then they shout their number stenciled on the side of their bin to the foreman, and he jots it down on a clipboard. This is how they'll get paid. The work is fast and relentless and physically demanding. That's why the stretches and squats are so important before they start. Being in good shape is the only way to make a living at this. But even so, the work eventually takes a toll.
Al principio entramos con ganas, ya después de medianoche ya se cansa el cuerpo ya.
We start out with a lot of energy, Jorge says, but after midnight, our bodies start to get tired. But just because the body gets tired doesn't mean the work is done. These men will keep picking tonight until the very last grape is stripped from these vines, or until it starts raining.
Ayúdenme, chava, para que no se vayan a quedar.